Outer notes with interest an article in MoneyWeb that indicates that the authorities would still like to collect outstanding e-toll debt from motorists, which runs into several billions of rands. Most of this has prescribed by now. They have not been summoned. The whole summons process stopped in 2019. And we find it quite ludicrous that government, especially in a election year, but that's regardless, election year or not, is trying to fight with its citizens to collect outstanding funds on a scheme that has failed from the start, that never got the compliance levels that they expected, above 90%. And that has been most irrational and unworkable and, quite frankly, fraught with corruption. So as far as we're concerned, any attempt to try and collect funds now from the public will be met with resistance. It will be fought. We will certainly defend anybody at ARTA or any of the public. ARTA will defend those members of the public who are summoned and who give us the mandate to do so, and if we have the funds to do so on this whole e-toll debacle and outstanding bonds. So, quite frankly, this matter has become more confusing than ever before. It's a scheme that over nearly 18 months ago was deemed as no longer a scheme to collect funds to finance these Gauteng freeways. And yet we sit today with still no decision made, more confusion. Panyaza Lesufi has indicated that people who have paid will be refunded. And now he's trying to retract or go back on that statement that he made. We really do need the authorities to now come back to society with clarity on exactly what is happening with the e-tolls. When is it going to be ended? Who owes how much to who? Because right now, it's as clear as mud.